The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Caesars.
How come your pickle is bigger than mine? That's not true of real life. Let's be honest. Your beef jerky is bigger than mine, too. I got the chef.
Heart problems.
Didn't he have a heart problem or something?
Why, you mean he didn't try very hard?
No, he had
getting distracted.
Some shots from this spot. But one thing, did you try to get a fly in the middle of my car? I got to be focused here, man.
You're bugging me all day.
Jeez, I can barely even function at half of it, and you're making it hard on me. Jeez. We've got Mr. Miyagi over here swatting flies.
It's time for Struds On.
It's the Pulley Army. Before I go, I just want to mention I played with Urban Selects last year in the Alzheimer's tournament, and I hope that they've worked on their passing. Because if they make 10 straight passes in a row, I'll buy them nachos this year coming up. As a side note, though, let's get into Yes, the Pulley Army. And, you know, it seems like they're trying him out with Hyman and Drysdale and himself, Pulley Army. I'm not trying them out, but they've got those guys together. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, Greg's, you talked about, yesterday about going to the net and getting there mean and being strong in front of the net. You put in an article today and really got me thinking about Pulley Army because, you know, I was a little bit, not critical, but just kind of be honest about where his game's at. And I don't think that he is a pure finisher. And I made a comment yesterday about Hyman saying that I don't think that he is that either. He's a guy that is a worker bee. He goes to those hard areas, and he really works for his goals, and he gets a lot of his goals right in or around the blue paint. Like, let's just call it what it is. And that's a skill. I'm not suggesting he's not a skill, but that's a skill. That's how he scores. That's how he does it. And for Pulley Army to be now matched up with that guy and watching how he does it, I think it could be a really positive thing. We know Leon can shoot, and Leon can shoot from distance, and he is a scorer. He's a sniper. That's a guy that I want the puck with at the top of the circles. I think he could score from there. I don't believe at this time Hyman or Pulley Army are either one of those or that guy. Doesn't mean you can't score in other ways. And Hyman's a creative player, way to find to get the pucks to the net. And also, Hyman is very good at getting pucks back, and I think Pulley Arvey's good at that. He's good at, you know, he's pretty good defensively. He gets up and he's a disturber. He disturbs other teams' forecheck. He's long. He gets his stick in the way, his body in the way. He's just an annoying guy to play with. So I like the duo of this. I wonder how Leon would feel with it because, you know, even though Zach scored 27 goals, like I said, he's not what I would call a natural finisher. Now, the Oilers don't have a ton of them. They have one in Leon. Maybe that's enough on one line. Then I think Kane is one. Connor scores goals, but I don't think he has that bomb or that ability to shoot from distance and score. It's hard to score in that. So I like where they've placed them there, and I would really like to see this through the. And I'm assuming there's no trade. I want to see this, you know, not just in the exhibition, but into the regular season. What can this line look like? And with a clear message for both Pulley Arvey and Hyman about what they need to do and how they can make this line work. Because when you're playing with someone, watching them play, and you want to try to mimic it, there's no better way than being right beside them on the bench, shift in, shift out.